Where were you born?
I was born in Elk City, Oklahoma. I grew up in Canute, Oklahoma, but Elk City was the site of our community hospital, which was, not to make everything about policy, but it was like the first HMO in the country. It's written up in many cases. And my father, who never graduated high school, served on that board for years and years and was very proud of his service there. The Elk City Community Hospital, I called it a log hospital, but that's not fair. It was a perfectly good hospital. But I was born in the community hospital in Elk City.
But growing up in Canute, I was noticing at one time that was a destination for Route 66.
Yeah, Route 66 split right down the middle of the town.
And then that dratted old freeway came along?
Yeah, bypassed it. Just slightly bypassed Canute. You didn't have to go out of your way a whole lot because Canute was a thriving metropolitan area of 300 people. You can still see a cemetery there. And, you know, it's one of those old cemeteries where the Catholics are buried in one spot and the Protestants buried in the other spot. After I left office, after I was elected governor, they decided they wanted to memorialize the fact that it was my hometown. So they went to the Willis Granite Company and got a big obelisk, and they were trying to find the right place to put it. So they put it smack in the drive-through median of Route 66, but they located it right outside of the cemetery. Well, it's made out of the same material as all the tombstones, so people think I'm buried there. And so if you go out there, you'll find a lot of faded plastic flowers around it and a few broken Coors beer bottles because it's a favorite target for the local teenagers to go through the drive-thru and see if they can hit it. So I'm memorialized, and you can barely see it from the bypass.
And you're very much alive here today. Your mother's name?
Evelyn Marie.
Where did she grow up, and what was her personality like?
She grew up in western Oklahoma. Her family had migrated, if you will. All of my grandparents were born in Germany, France, Prussia, Bavaria, Switzerland. When they migrated here and grew up in various parts of the country, and they all wound up in either Arkansas or Oklahoma. So she was born and raised in or near Canute, Oklahoma.
Her personality?
She was a very determined woman. She completed high school, so she was educated. She had a very good sense about her, very religious. She bore five sons, including me. She desperately wanted a priest out of that. We were part of that German Catholic community out there, and I was the target for a while, but it just didn't pan out somehow. I slumped too much when I folded my hand. I don't know what disqualified me, but I hated to disappoint her that I didn't become a priest, but she was like that, where she was very anxious to have her children well-educated, and she achieved that.
But she didn't get a priest.
She didn't get a priest.
Your father's name?
Harold.
Did he grow up out in western Oklahoma, and where did he come from?
He came from Arkansas, so his family migrated initially to Branch, Arkansas. I think they had a home in Ratcliffe, which I presume is close to Branch. He grew up there. Then eventually they moved to the Canute St. Francis area. St. Francis was one of the oldest Catholic churches in western Oklahoma, and just a few miles away from Canute.
What was his profession?
Farmer. Never finished high school. He farmed cotton, wheat, served on this community hospital board in Elk City, which was one of his proud contributions, I think. He was known as a very friendly guy. When you went to the sale barn with Dad, he would greet everybody, talk to everybody. And when we were older, we'd say, "Who is that?" And he said, "I have no idea."
Right.
And so he was just he was a very friendly guy and not confrontational at all. He could stir up a temper if we screwed up and plowed under accidentally an acre or two of cotton, but he was an easygoing man that was really well thought of by all of his friends and neighbors.
So then you grew up on a farm?
I did. Very small cotton and wheat farm, 160 acres somehow is all that we owned. He leased land from his parents, which had some land down near Burns Flat by the Clinton Sherman Air Force Base. So we would drive those tractors long distances over dirt roads, going back and forth to these various locations to farm little plots of land, drive our own combines. I remember back in the day, and I guess I got sprayed by DDT, which might explain this, but the great fun out on the farm was being the flag bearer to mark where you're going to have the insecticide sprayed on the crops by the aerial sprayers. So, of course, you would just get coated in DDT and all these other chemicals. It's amazing we're still all alive.
Yeah. When you were living there, were there thoughts, do I stay on the farm or I'm going to get out of here as fast as I can?
I think it was more the latter. I think there was a real sense that we've got a good family, but this is hard work. Chopping cotton in the middle of the summer in western Oklahoma is very difficult, hot work. And my parents were always very encouraging of education. which was remarkable. My father never finished high school. My mother did. My oldest brother started going to a trade school in Oklahoma City, and when we would travel to Oklahoma City to see him, that 100-mile distance, it might as well have been to a foreign country. We were just eyes wide open. Then he migrated into engineering school and wound up becoming one of the technicians working for Martin Marietta and others that installed nuclear missiles all over the country. So he was always moving around in various locations and doing important work. And then what followed was my next oldest brother went to the University of Oklahoma Engineering. The two of them wound up getting PhDs in engineering. And then my next brother went to engineering school, and he got drafted into Vietnam out of school, but did finish his degree. Myself, I went to engineering school at the University of Oklahoma and then went on to Harvard Business School. And then my younger brother was the black sheep of the family, and he went to Oklahoma State University and got a degree in agricultural economics. So remarkably, that couple that had one high school degree between them wound up producing five sons that had 10 degrees.